ETR podcast series. I'm Nikki Talley, BSWIFT Division Manager, and I have here with me Kristen Canning, BSWIFT Project Manager.
Hello.
And Sam Harvey, BSWIFT Configuration Analyst.
Hello.
Last month, we had the opportunity to represent BTR at BSWIFT's annual Idea Exchange, a conference for BSWIFT clients and partners. We attend each year to hear firsthand product updates on the BSWIFT platform and to learn about new trends and developments in HR and benefit administration systems. We were also able to hear from a handful of BSWIFT channel partners, which provide personalized services at a competitive price, including to companies with less than 1,000 employees. If there was a common theme among the channel partners' technology, it was an integration and enhanced user experiences. BSWIFT is one of BTR's four pre-vetted solutions for the larger mid-market sector. Reach out if you'd like to talk about which of your clients may be a good fit for BSWIFT. As we've done in the past, we're happy to share the insights we took away from the conference with our broker partners so that you can use it to reinforce your role as a trusted advisor to your clients. During the general session on day one, Ed Rumses, BSWIFT CTO, provided an update. Sam, would you mind sharing the main takeaways from this session?
Certainly. Thanks, Nikki. At BTR, we're all about technology, so we were interested to hear from Ed Rumses, BSWIFT CTO, about his thoughts on the factors driving technology innovation, which in turn drives the BSWIFT roadmap. Among the factors driving innovation is the cost of healthcare, which remains high but is stabilizing, and the growing need for employee engagement. We took from this session four main points. First, no one size fits all. There are five generations in today's workforce, which is challenging employers to respond to their varying needs and interests. This means offering benefits that correspond to the different life stages. For example, think about what different needs there are between family planning and retirement planning. About 55% of today's workforce is made up of Gen Z and millennial employees. This is creating increased demand for student loan assistance. At BTR, we've seen a growth in the number of tech solutions supporting financial well-being. In general, job seekers most value better healthcare plans, including medical, dental, and vision, but also flexible hours, more vacation, and work from home options. Other benefits that factor into the decision to accept a job offer today include tuition and student loan assistance, paid leave, and freebies like gym memberships, childcare, free snacks, etc. Given the choice between a higher paying job and a lower paying one with better benefits, individuals are opting for the benefits.
We often see this strategy with our clients and their diverse populations. An added benefit is that applicable options help promote healthy work-life balance for employees.
Definitely. Second, engagement is data-driven. Engagement strategies are high on employers' agendas, and benefit programs are a key tool to engage employees. According to BSWIFT, benefits represent 32% of total compensation. Research shows the ROI on engaged employees translates to an 87% increase in retention and a 57% increase in productivity. This, in turn, translates to a corporate margin improvement of 3.4 times and an increase in growth for employers with a multiple of 2.3. Successful engagement strategies are personal and digital. Employers should use the available data on individual employees to customize messaging and options. We recommend giving employees information in bite-sized chunks. Bring extra value by using video, and offer employees choices on how to receive the information.
Very true. Engagement is critical, and these retention and productivity increases clearly benefit everyone.
Agreed. We will see this strategy implemented throughout many of BSWIFT's upcoming updates. The third takeaway is the growth of artificial intelligence in HR technology. AI is the number one HR tech innovation in today's market. Platforms using AI increased from 40 in 2014 to roughly 1,500 in 2019. Included under the AI descriptor label is automation, conversational voice response, system integrations, and APIs.
Very cool. Being able to have a conversation with Emma sounds so futuristic.
Indeed. It's exciting to watch AI evolve and be applied in so many ways. Benefits can be difficult for employees to navigate, so adding conversational voice response will definitely be a game changer. Lastly, we learned that the BSWIFT roadmap. In response to the drivers and tech innovations we described, BSWIFT's roadmap includes COBRA 2.0, which is an embedded COBRA administration tool and simplified administration through the OE setup wizard. This will allow a plan sponsor to easily process renewals. Also on the roadmap is next generation authentication, such as multi-factor authentication with biometrics, mobile updates, and improved conversational decision support for plan selection. All in all, this was a great session. Kristen, what else did you learn about the BSWIFT roadmap during this session?
It was a great session. I also learned that BSWIFT refreshed their mobile app late last year with the mobile-first design mentality to provide an enhanced small-screen experience. Currently, there is no direct enrollment option through the app. Instead, it links back to the site. Their single sign-on provides a more seamless experience. BSWIFT is integrating its personal benefit advisor, Emma, in both the mobile and web experience later this year to provide interactivity and drive up usage rates. ID card creation, retrieval, printing, and connection back to the carriers is also on the mobile app roadmap, along with branding. Benchmarking is the third point we most interesting from the Q&A session. Data is king in HR technology, and BSWIFT says they are keen on finding data to disparate sources, but only on, quote, impactful data. According to CTO Ed Roomsis, there is a lot out there that is interesting, but not impactful, and we want to focus on making impactful decisions.
I love this point. Making impactful decisions instead of interesting ones, how vastly applicable.
Right. New in benchmarking is the use of graph technology to view and manage data analytics. Graph technology allows users to store data together with its accompanying relationships. This is a fast-growing category in data analytics, so look for more developments in this area. After the general sessions, we attended very interesting breakout sessions on various topics such as Ask Emma, the Aetna CVS acquisition, configuration tips, security, and lots more. Nikki, I know you attended the session on APIs, short for Application Programming Interface. What stood out to you?
I did. I learned that BSWIFT has invested heavily in system integrations and configurable APIs, which they hope to roll out soon. Much of this work is happening behind the scenes. According to Tracy Eisman, leader of BSWIFT's channel partner team, she said, quote, you may not be seeing much now, but it's happening. Don Garlitz, who leads business development and carrier partner relationships for BSWIFT Marketplace, compared APIs to waiters at a restaurant. Picture customers viewing the menu, placing an order, and then the waiter returning from the kitchen with a complete meal. Garlitz said that the goal for APIs is to do the same thing for the consumer and their benefits. He added that BSWIFT has a growing list of carriers interested in integrating. They're being prioritized based on need. Don't look for BSWIFT to get into the payroll business. Their strategy is to connect and integrate with all payroll providers, not to build. Also, BSWIFT offers HSA and FSA administration via a partnership with PayFlex.
CVS's chief digital officer, Firdaus Batina, made the point here that the key to tech growth is competition coupled with cooperation. This was a powerful point. Be the best at what you do, then partner with others doing the same.
Definitely. It's a very smart strategy that ultimately benefits everyone. We also learned that BSWIFT will be developing a payroll feed builder module in early 2020. Currently, we have very little visibility into existing or new payroll files, so this is very exciting news for our team. We will be able to edit existing files and build our own custom payroll files once the new feature is launched. Very exciting. It was big news last November when CVS acquired Aetna, which is the parent company to BSWIFT. During one of the breakout sessions that Kristen attended called In the Fam, Firdaus Batina, Chief Digital Officer for CVS Health, shared his views on the future of healthcare and provided some interesting examples. Kristen, would you please share some of the additional insight from that session?
Sure. Firdaus believes the holistic approach to well-being will continue given that millennials and Gen Zers dominate the workforce. He also said we can look for more artificial intelligence for healthcare, more connected devices, and more virtual healthcare. Medical advances will include wristbands that prevent seizures and detect depression in children, toothbrushes that will analyze saliva, real-time haptic feedback gloves for remote doctor's appointments, and retinal pictures to collect and analyze cardiovascular data.
How cool. Those are a lot of really helpful tools on the horizon.
And they aren't stopping there. CVS Health says they want to deliver exceptional customer experiences, regardless of how the customer interacts with the retail store. The company recently launched Health Hubs with a holistic focus on healthy living and chronic illness, and is investing in digital and analytic technologies to understand customer behavior and preferences. CVS's entry into the carrier world raised some eyebrows, but using the example of Netflix and Blockbuster, Tina noted that, quote, if we didn't do it, someone else would have. CVS's view is that excellent customer service should begin at the point an employee enrolls in a health plan. We agree completely. Our favorite takeaway from this session was his view on the key to tech growth, competition coupled with cooperation. Another valuable session was the cybersecurity session by BSwift. Sam, how'd that session go?
It was great, Kristen. Fun fact, the session on cybersecurity was on May 2nd, which just so happens to be National Password Day. George Dart, BSwift's VP for IT Infrastructure, and Iman Joshua, Aetna's Chief Information Security Officer, offered some revealing stats on cybersecurity and bots. In 2018, 72% of all internet traffic was bots. Of these, 40% were malicious bots that attack systems. 90% of these attacks originated from email.
That's so scary.
It is, Nikki. That's why BSwift takes a proactive, risk-based approach to cybersecurity versus a reactive, compliance-based approach. This proactive approach includes threat modeling, which is trying to hack your own system to identify weaknesses. BSwift's Next Generation Authentication, or NGA, feature is currently undergoing testing, and their gating testing method requires any new feature to pass a rigorous series of tests in multiple environments before moving into production. This can help us all feel good about the future of BSwift cybersecurity.
Sure can.
While our team was mostly there to learn, our own Nikki Talley, who is our Benefits Administration Division Manager for the BSwift team, joined BSwift's Darlene Cassetta-Trout and Brian Zimmerman to discuss internal and external transitions on improving operational processes. Nikki, what were some of the advice that you shared with the attendees during that session?
It was an honor to present with Darlene and Brian. My main advice when taking over a site without the original implementation documents, which help to explain why things are built a certain way, is to trust but verify. Additional advice is to extract as much as possible from the current team and ask questions. Don't make any assumptions. Documentation is key for future operational success, but documents should be brief, to the point, made easy to locate, and there should only be one version. I told brokers that the implementation team should understand what the current team does outside the normal scope of the platform and set expectations with the client regarding any responsibilities that might shift. Finally, know what transitions are a great time to improve or eliminate manual processes wherever possible.
Fantastic points, Nikki. This was a great presentation, and I know you had a lot of follow-up questions afterward because it was a hot topic right then.
It certainly is. We always strive to add maximum value to our partner relationships, and Nikki highlighted this very well. We are honored to be able to provide this service. And while we're tooting our own horn, we were excited to win the Social Butterfly Award from BSwift. We love sharing our experiences on social media. You can read all of our tweets from the Idea Exchange and follow us for ongoing industry insights and information with the Twitter handle @BenTechRE.
Our team was also honored to have been recognized for our help in developing BSwift Channel Partner Training Certification Program. BSwift provided updates at that session specifically for BSwift partners. Patrick Jordan of the Disney Institute said, training is more critical to desired behaviors and outcomes than most companies ever imagined. This really resonated with us.
It sure did, Nikki. Well, that sums up what we learned at the B-Swift Idea Exchange. During this time of rapid technology innovation, we know that employers are looking to you, their trusted benefit advisor, to help make sense of the myriad of available options. As independent HR technology consultants, the Benefit Technology Resources team can work with you and your clients to help determine the best system to meet their specific needs, including what's new in the marketplace.
If you want to learn more, give us a call at 877-299-8155 or visit us online at bentechre.com. That's Ben, B-E-N, Tech, T-E-C-H, R-E, R-E for real estate.com.